Let's talk a little bit about some of the major trials that are going right now, particularly within the RTOG, looking at head and neck cancer.
I mentioned the major phase 3 trial for unresected head and neck cancer, which is chemo-RT plus or minus cetuximab. We also believe some of the new oral agents will be promising in conjunction with radiation or chemoradiation, and have a proposal which was reviewed last week at the NCI, adding oral mixed VEGF EGFR targeting agent AZ6474 to chemoradiation. And we hope that will open later in 2008. Within Europe, there's actually a randomized phase 2 trial looking at radiation chemo versus radiation cetuximab. So it's not powered to show an absolute equivalency in tumor control, but if we see less toxicity and more or less equal disease-free survival and survival, that will be a useful clue that cetuximab and radiation are competitive with chemo radiation.
And you mentioned 6474, when that seems to be popping up in a lot of tumors right now. And that agent, I guess, theoretically, is a combination of an anti-EGFR and an anti-VEGF?
Correct. Yeah, probably the VEGF effect's a little stronger. But, you know, there's promising data, as you know, in lung cancer, and there's preclinical data supporting its use with radiation. So we think it's one of several agents that could be promising in conjunction with radiation of the head and neck.
What about bevacizumab in head and neck cancer? The RTOG has a study looking at this. What do we know about it?
In RTOG, we're looking at it in conjunction with chemo radiation for nasopharyngeal cancer. We know that right now, nasopharyngeal cancer with IMRT and chemotherapy, we get pretty good control of the primary tumor and the nodal disease. So our biggest challenge is distant metastases. We know it's often a highly vascular tumor, so we have initiated such a trial. It's a phase 2 trial. We do have international participation, including colleagues in Hong Kong, which are participating, which is quite exciting. And we'd love to see a promising enough result, particularly in reduction in distant metastases, that we could move that forward to a phase 3 trial. There's also salvage data with erlotinib and bevacizumab in head neck cancer failures after radiation or surgery, which looks promising.